Welcome, I'm Simon Blair, the CX Coach. This episode is all about using the customer's name in your sales or customer service interactions. It's quite a controversial aspect of service within, you know, contact centers and the frontline operations, different schools of thought around, because typically everyone assesses, like in quality assurance programs, quality monitoring, and in coaching and training, the use of name. But it's tipped, like a lot of things in customer service, it's been misused and often misunderstood in its application. And therefore, people who react negatively say, oh, use of the name, why do we focus on it? It's just not important. It's just such a minor, unnecessary thing. There's bigger fish to fry. Well, I don't think they quite, it's because they're reacting to its misuse. And so I want to clarify that today in this episode. The use of someone's name it's actually the quickest way to personalize any interaction in any situation, socially or in a customer service context. If you meet someone for the first time in a social setting, your ability to confirm and then use their name as early as possible instantly personalizes that for them and changes the tone and the dynamic between the two of you. And it's true in customer service as well. The use of someone's name is, and I'm pretty sure it was Dale Carnegie in How to Win Friends and Influence People, it's front and center in one of the techniques there. It's the most personal thing that has been given to us as humans. Someone gives us a name, our parents. And we go through our lives associating ourselves, let alone others, to that name. So there is power in its use if it's used properly, sparingly, and for impact. The trouble is with how it's applied and often assessed and coached and trained in call centers is that it becomes like an automatic thing that we're telling you, you need to use the customer's name, and therefore if you just use it in any context or situation, you know, the classic 2 to 3 times in a call, then bang, tick that box. It's a yes, you're competent, you're meeting that standard, that behavior, that criteria that we evaluate you on or that we've told you to use in your interactions. That's not its point. That's not how you're going to leverage it for impact. What I have developed and used to really good effect and assessed and noticed the difference and different reactions and responses from customers with my clients is getting staff to use it as early as possible in interaction for the point of engaging the customer. Most people use the name to identify the customer in the first instance. Well, that makes it about you and your need to identify who you're speaking to, as opposed to just finding out who it is that you're speaking to, because it's just nice to know the name of someone that you're going to be helping. So that's the point. Because you're there to serve, isn't it a nice thing, just a basic courteous thing, to find out who it is you're speaking with if you're going to engage in this conversation and then provide a solution, even for a short time? So my rule of thumb is, don't worry about 2 to 3 times. Yeah, that's a good general guide, but it's a guide only. What you want to do is before any identification process commences, because that makes it about you, not the customer, find out who it is you're speaking to, use their name as quickly as possible. And you can just do it very simply, because it just personalizes the call and softens the interaction. So here's an example. Because you've got two situations, one where a customer volunteers their name right from the start, and then number two, they don't, and so you have to proactively ask for it and then use it. So here's scenario one. Ring, ring. Welcome to Simon Blair Enterprises. Simon speaking, how can I help you? Yeah, g'day Simon, it's Stephen here. I want to know if you can answer a couple of questions for me. I've got around my account with you. Certainly, Stephen. I'll get some details from you, get it up on screen and be more than happy to help you out. Bang. See what I did there? A couple of things going on. I took ownership, managing his expectations around the process I'm going to use to get this resolved, strong statement of assistance. But critically, the first thing was I used his name because he bothered to give that to me. Why would he bother if he didn't want me to use it? So he's given that name. First thing I'm going to do is use it. And especially over the telephone, when you can't see a person, it instantly, it's like connecting a line between the two of us. Yeah. And like a transference of energy. So it's about Stephen. And then I don't need to keep using the name Stephen. Only at key points where I want to have impact and really get his attention to what I'm saying, would I use it again. So typically the start, right at the very start, when I'm giving the information at a key point where I want to check that he's got what he needs, and then in my finish as well. Here's the other scenario, number two, when you have to proactively seek out the name. Ring, ring. Welcome to Simon Blair Enterprises. This is Simon speaking. How can I help you? Yeah, g'day. Yeah, just want to get some information and get you to answer a few questions I have around my account with you guys. Sure, absolutely. More than happy to do that for you today. Before we begin, can I just grab your name and find out who I'm speaking with? Oh, yeah, sure. It's Stephen. Oh, hi, Stephen. How are you? Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Excellent. So, Stephen, what I'll do is just get your details now, bring it up on screen, and then let's get into it and get this sorted for you. Okay? Yeah, terrific. Sounds good. Bang, there you go. So just, it's got some structure, still proactive, took ownership, used it twice at the start because it feels right, you know, because I've asked for his name, I've used it straight away. There's a natural then rhythm and feels comfortable rather than something forced when it comes to, you know, building rapport, you know, because we all know how important it is to build rapport. Yeah, but only if you actually mean it. And that is to follow that, oh, hi, Stephen, how are you? Very simple. That's what people do when they meet each other for the first time. Yeah. So, and he goes, yeah, I'm good. Fantastic. Okay. Now I roll through into the ownership statement like I did in the first scenario, doing that again. And I'm using his name again because this is an important part of the call while I'm telling him what I'm going to do to get this resolved and that I'm committed to it. And then that's it. I won't need to use his name for a while. That's been done. That's been dealt with. It's personalized. So hopefully that makes sense in terms of breaking down the often confusing, well, not confusing, but there's different schools of thought around the use of the name. The use of the name is, it just changes the tone of an interaction. So it does have value. It seems innocuous, but I can tell you from years and years and years of listening to over tens of thousands of customer interactions, those that do it and ask for it because they actually just want to know who they're speaking with, that is why. Not to ID, yeah, you're going to ID them, but don't make that the main thing. That's about you. Make it about the customer first. Then get the details you need to. Like, oh, okay, Stephen, because I've already got his name. Okay, Stephen, I'll just get your account number from you, if that's okay, and bring that up on screen. Terrific. And can I just grab your date of birth? Bang. See, because I've already got his name. I can do that. But I've already personalized. So as quickly as possible in any interaction, get the customer's name and use it. If they give it to you straight away, then use it straight away. And if they don't, make the first or second thing that you do after some sort of ownership statement or at the same time or before it, ask who you're speaking with. I'm Simon Blair, the CX coach. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.